Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Should AJ come out to this song on Sunday?
I see he's a joke.
Well, it's a bit, right? When Seth and media told us this whole AJ thing, it's just a bit. He's got us all wrapped around his finger, all of us, right? We're buying all this stuff. He's not really upset.
This is not AJ. Like, here's the problem. Mm-hmm. It's not his first rodeo. We've been down this road before with him when he's been disgruntled. And he has to know that cryptic tweet. I'm about to say crispy tweet. That cryptic tweet that he had.
Creeps?
Yeah, yeah. The crispy tweet that he had yesterday. I just said it. Is going to be followed up by people asking questions.
Of course it is.
And you had to know that. How are you going to walk that back? Like, that's the interesting thing. Or what are you going to say when people say, hey, man, what was that tweet about? Hey, man, I was just frustrated. Okay, why were you frustrated? About the game. Why? Okay, y'all won. Why were you frustrated? Like, you're going to have to, at some point, this is where we need our dogged reporter, David Uram.
Go get him.
To be down there and ask those tough questions. Because you got to answer those. Because, see, you leave it open for reckless speculation when you do stuff like that.
Well, and that's exactly what's happening.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. Well, and it's hard not to. It's hard not to try to figure out what's going on there. And yesterday was not a matter of they didn't target him. He got 9 targets in the football game yesterday. He only had 2 catches, only had 7 yards. And there's a lot there. 215-592-9494. What hit you the most? Look, let's not lose sight. They won again, right? They are 4-0. They won 20 of 21 football games. I do think part of the way they get talked about is we expect them to win every game. Mm-hmm. They've almost become like an Ohio State or what Georgia is or Alabama, like those great college football programs that you expect them to win every week. It's how they win. It's how they look. And can they win a championship doing it this way? And yesterday there were some great things. The first half was awesome, Hugh. Jalen Hurts was 15 of 16 in full command of the offense. They had some creative plays in the red zone with the shovel passes to Goddard. The fake tush push was an awesome
look innovative.
Yeah, it was cool.
Everything we wanted it to be.
And on defense, I think Quinion's gone to an even better level than he was last year. Cooper's doing what he did last year, which is make big plays. I think they have the best linebacking core in the NFL with the two guys in the middle.
Yeah.
Man, Bond is a star, and Jahad Campbell, I don't even think he's figured it all out yet, and he looks like a star.
Yeah, he's still working out. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of reasons to be happy, but then you watch the second half, you're like, what happened to that team?
You know, the shame of it is, after the first half, I was ready to be like, holy crap, like, we are about to just go on a tear.
Yep.
Run through the entire league. Mm-hmm. And we felt like we were the bullies at that point. All the kicking Tampa's ass and then getting in their face afterwards. Now, granted, a few taunting penalties here and there, but like the way Quinion was barking.
Yep.
Even Sirianni barking a little bit. Like, it felt like we were that team that's like, oh, you do not want us. You do not want to see
them. You don't want to see us.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, maybe you do.
Yeah, well, we had 0 completions in the second half, and we let them right back in the game. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Jermaine is up on WIP. Hey, Jermaine.
What's going on, Joe? What's going on, Hugh?
Hey, Jermaine. What's up, buddy?
So only in Philly do we dabble in conspiracy theories. And so a couple of calls ago, your man was talking about, you know, he knows whose fault it is. It's how he's – do we not realize we have one of the highest – highest paid rosters in the whole league? So I don't want to dabble in these conspiracy theories.
Right. How he put together the best roster in the NFL. I mean, we could all be clear about this. We could.
There you go being petty.
No, I'm just saying, why not?
Well, this is your anti-Howie agenda
This is not an anti-Howie agenda. I'm just wondering why can't we dabble in conspiracy?
Well, we can, but they have to be rooted in some sort of reality.
No, not all the time. Not all the time. They don't have to be rooted in reality all the time.
See, this is the hue that we get all. What was your weekend like, Hugh? Because you dabbing a little bit too much.
Hey, you know what, Jermaine? I had a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, a lot of sleep.
I guess so, like a baby.
So, Joe, I think it's a little disingenuous to say that we don't know where the problem is as far as the production with A.J. Brown, because the same thing that's going on with Saquon. I put some of the, well, not some, most of the blame on the play calling, because if you look at what was going on, we were on fire. And why was that? Because we were aggressive in our play calling. It's almost like we revert back to playing not to lose. And a lot of folks were saying that during their press conferences, you know, we play not to lose, and that's not sustainable in the NFL. And it's going to catch us in these upcoming games, and it's going to bite us in the behind, and then the outcome is not going to be where we're getting a W. So they have to stop playing like they're playing not to lose, and just when you have your foot on somebody's throat, you keep it on their throat. You don't let off of it, and that's what happened.
So, Jermaine, I agree with that, and I do think there's probably something to be said in the second half. Todd Bowles adjusted, and Petullo didn't do a good enough job.
It's a little bit of all of that.
Adjusting
man.
To right. the adjustments. And, Jermaine, you're right. Right, and good phone call, man, and we appreciate you. I do think – I'm just trying to be fair. I thought Jalen played great in the first half, and maybe Petullo's play calling was good in the first half, mm-hmm. and then it wasn't as good in the second half. We could say that. There was a lot of different plays we could talk about. He got sacked a few times second half. That didn't happen the first half. Was that the O-line? Did he hold the ball too long? Was no one open? There's probably a little bit of everything mixed in, right? I go back to one play, and Jermaine used the phrase, play not to lose. They were trying to take a shot. Second half, Jimmy Kemsky of Philly Voice tweeted out the video. Elliot put it up earlier, too. You can go find it. There was a shot they took up the left sideline to A.J. Brown. It was a deep shot. It's not the kind of throw you make. It's not the kind of play you call if you're playing not to lose. They were trying to make a deep play to A.J. Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen threw the ball out of bounds. I mean, did he feel pressure? Did whatever. I mean, he maybe just had one bad throw. It happens. But he threw
the ball out of bounds.
You can't tell me that's Petullo playing not to lose. They called a deep shot to A.J. to try to make a big play.
Could have been the dagger 2.0.
It could have been. They didn't connect. What's the opposite of a dagger? I don't know, but they didn't get it. And Jalen threw the ball out of bounds. So, part of me feels like we're making the Petullo thing to be way too big of a part of this. They have enough good players. They should move the ball with a little bit more.
I know where you're going with this.
The players.
It's a lot of blame to go around. And a lot of times, there's a lot. It's never just one thing.
Of course.
It's a group of different things. But, you know, like we like to say it's one or the other. I think, to be fair, it might have been on Jalen. You know, and that's the one place that, you know, we're a little bit more reluctant to look now, you know, because of what he's accomplished in the past. But, again, like I said earlier, it's something, because it shouldn't be that hard to get a receiver of A.J. Brown's caliber involved. You know, it really shouldn't be, because when you talk about his size and his just physical stature, I mean – you could just throw the ball to him, just target him on one. If they're playing off, and just throw it to him and let him go to work.
Yeah.
Because he's that physical specimen. So I just don't think it should be that hard to get him the football.
Yeah, and I also wonder because you're talking about it shouldn't be this hard. I wonder if part of why AJ's frustrated is, think about the two creative plays they had to Dallas Goedert in the red zone, right? Mm-hmm. They that schemed up. They drew that up, and they were both great plays. And then you throw in the fake tush push, three great plays in the red zone, and like they had to think about how they were getting those guys the football in a different way, and they did it, and it worked, and we're all happy for it. Look, ultimately, I understand AJ wanted the ball, and I understand he's a competitor. I also am tired after 20 out of 21 that he's annoyed. Like, dude, you're either happy here or you're not. Either you want to be here and win, or you want to just go catch 10 balls on a bad team.
He wants to dominate.
Well, then, you know what? There's plenty of bad teams that are down in the fourth quarter every week that could throw him the football 20 times a game, if that's what he wants. Is that what he wants?
I mean, that you're not saying nothing that's not being said, because it's the one thing I cannot wrap my mind around. I understand that, you know, you want to be a dominant player, and you know, you want to be an integral part of the offense, but man, you're 4-0 and you got 13 more games to play. So, I mean, there everything that you want is still ahead of you.
Of course.
You know, so, I mean, I'm just trying to understand his frustration. And I think part of it comes from the fact that, you know, there probably was some reckless speculation about his health early in the year, you know. And, you know, there's probably some talk about whether or not he is healthy. He's probably trying to debunk that. And he's not getting the ball. Like, that's a lot to deal with when you're a receiver that feels like he's in his prime. And I'm probably thinking he's also looking at it like he's trying to work on his Hall of Fame resume.
Yeah, and you know what's not helping his Hall of Fame resume in the moment? He's currently 74th in the NFL in yards per game, tied with Juju Smith-Schuster.
Juju Smith was on it. He's at the crib earlier this year, wasn't he?
Yeah, Juju's not. Yeah, he's not that. Yeah, he's not that guy.
Got a touchdown this year.
He did. Yeah. He did have one. Mike in Medford is up. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
What's up,
Hey, Mike? What's up?
Hey, listen, you know, Hugh, you can't. I mean, you said it a little bit earlier. You can't blame Jalen Hurts, really, for anything because he just always finds ways to win, right? So. I mean, it's really just, you know, he's the one who won that game, not the defense.
Feels like a setup. Feels like a setup.
He's going to get you, Hugh.
No, land the play,
like,
Mike.
It just feels like a feeble attempt at sarcasm.
Well,
actually, it's not really about Hugh. I actually agree. I just think sometimes we need to give the defense a little bit more props than what they're getting. I mean, they were left out on the field for that entire second half out in the sun. And they just, they came up with big plays.
Yes, they did.
And I that's what I'm trying to be positive today because I'm usually a pretty cynical guy myself.
So, Mike, I agree with you. And sometimes I think that we can look at the numbers from a game and say, oh, that's not good enough. And their number, like if you look at the numbers for the defense, like yards allowed, they didn't have a great day. I thought they played well. I thought it was two bad moments they had in the whole game.
Exactly.
But for the most part, I thought they were really good. They don't have Nolan Smith right now, which hurts their pass rush. I think Zach Bond's their best pass rusher. And you're right. They were left out to dry in the second half. The offense did not hold the ball at all. And when they had to make plays, boy, they made them. Bond and Quinyon and and Jihad. I think this defense, if they can figure out that other corner, I think they're going to be really good by the end of the season.
Don't let it get lost.
Yeah, I'm not
Ringo
ready.
Wasn't brutal.
He wasn't brutal. You're right.
Yeah,
but it's just the ball right now for him.
Whoever is inspiring that defense, I mean, they are playing hard, and it's impressive. And I just don't want to let that get lost in the fray of us, including myself. I mean, I'm sitting here watching TV, just, you know, yelling about the offense, but I don't want that to get lost in the fray. They are balling, and I appreciate it. I just have one more comment about the defense. Whose job is it to order the shade for the sideline? Why do they have people holding them up? Can we not afford poles for tents?
I think that was a new concept. That's what I was talking about earlier, how the people that were there, they were just
shade guys. The shade guys. Yeah.
There must be a rule that, like, you're not allowed to build your own structure on, Bryce, like, an opposing sideline for that kind of thing.
Brady was talking about that, how it bears down on you. I know I'm not sure if it's there in Mike, we appreciate it. I'm not sure how the stadium is situated with the sun, but in Miami, it's always like you want to be, because they have the sun sideline in Miami, and the Dolphins always take the shade sideline.
So Brady mentioned that too, that it was, I think, like, it might be earlier in the day, like sort of on the Tampa side, but as the sun gets higher in the sky and hotter, it's right on the opposing sideline.
Yeah, look, it's a home field advantage for them, especially early in the season. And both sides had to deal with it yesterday. It was obviously really hot.
Yeah, it was warm.
Yeah, I know he was trying to make the excuses for the heat.
No excuse. I'm just saying it's hot. It was hot.
By the way, on the Ringo thing, we should hope, if he goes out there and has another decent game, I'm ready for him to just take it over. It'd be better for the Eagles if he took that job. He's under control for another year.
Yeah, you're talking about trial by fire type situation. I mean, it was a good start for him. It was decent. You know, it wasn't bad. He wasn't bad.
So, let me ask you guys a question right now. And I think I threw this at Elliot at the end of the pregame show yesterday. Right now, if you were Howie, we have about a month plus to go until the trade deadline. Another edge or another corner?
I think we talked about this yesterday.
Yeah.
I would probably say corner.
Still, even though Ringo played well.
Well, yeah, he played well, but I probably just, you know, bolster that because it's you're not going to find, I don't think you're going to find too many decent pass rushes on the street.
Well, I mean, teams fall out of the race. You never know.
Yeah,
you can make a trade.
Yeah.
I don't mean signing. They found Zadarius
Smith. Trade. Okay,
I mean a trade.
Yeah.
Can the Bengals just throw in the white flag and give us Trey Hendrickson?
We need the Broncos to beat him tonight, yeah. So they come to reality that they're not going to win without Burrow. Pass rusher or corner, Kyle, if you're Howie?
I think, man, I would have been corner last week. I think I'm on pass rusher now.
They really don't have any pass rusher.
It feels like the one thing that could like really make this. I mean, it feels weird to say because of how good we saw that defense last season without like a real pass rusher, but like
you want somebody that's gonna
threat
put some.
If we had somebody that gave quarterbacks hell like every single play.
See, the problem right now is I think our best pass rush is blitzing right now. And we know Fangio doesn't really want to do that.
You don't
want
to have to do
well,
that.
And exactly. You wonder if that's why they're getting gassed for some big plays, right? You don't hit home every time on a blitz. And right now, I think Bond blitzing is the best way we get to the quarterback. Yeah, how many sacks did they have yesterday? They had
one. I think I saw one.
Ojomo got through.
No, it's two. Two, my fault.
Ojomo's a player. Yeah, that was a big.
He smoked Baker.
Yeah, it was two. It was two.
Two.
It was two.
So we have five.
Zach and Ojomo.
We have five sacks in four games.
Yeah.
It's not enough. It's not enough consistent pressure. We need to get more. All right, let's look around the NFL. Week number three, or four, excuse me. Pretty much in the books. We've got two games tonight. Hugh, yesterday, we alluded to a little bit earlier. Last night, we had a tie down in Dallas.
Tie.
I love ties,
Dallas,
man.
Dallas might be better than we thought they were.
No, they're not. Stop. I think Green Bay might not be quite as great as the perception.
Why you always shooting out my takes, man?
You think Dallas is good?
Not really.
Okay.
Why do you have a tendency to jump to the most illogical conclusion?
I just like how it thoroughly irritates Joe.
Because when I ask the question flat out, you say
No. When I say, hey, that was pretty good, you'd be like, look at him, are you serious? Mm. No, not really. I just like to give you the irritated look.
I think the story is Green Bay's not ready for primetime. They lost the Browns and tied the Cowboys.
Yeah.
How many years are we going to go and say that Green Bay's just like another year away?
Maybe another year or two.
Feels like a Jordan Love, Matt LaFleur problem?
Could be. Well, you know what?
When you say, hey, this is our year. Not really.
Are we back to where we were for most of last year? Is Detroit still the team? The closest team that we have to deal with at some point? We're going to play them in November. Yeah, I think so too. They're 3-1. They blew out the Browns yesterday. Blew out the Ravens last month. Yeah, it feels like it's back to what it was last year, which is Eagles, Lions, probably the two teams, and we never kind of saw each other last year. So Lions win big yesterday. Packers tie the Dallas Cowboys. We almost had a little fight on the field after the game. Liam Cohen, the head coach of the Jaguars. Robert Saleh. What'd you make of that, Hugh?
I don't think Liam really knew what he was getting himself into.
I would not mess with Robert Saleh.
Oh, man. I mean, you know, it was a whole lot of bravado out there.
Cohen looked like he wanted parts.
Yeah, and then I'm not sure. I think he'd be in parts.
I don't know how many kids named Liam, except for Liam Neeson. It's about that action, though.
Yeah.
He's probably the only one.
Well, Liam Neeson's a pretty big one.
Yeah, it's true.
You know?
I would take Robert Saleh over him, too, if it came to that.
I don't know. He got a unique set of skills, though, that he put to work. You know. But I'm just saying, Liam doesn't seem like he's that. Do you remember when he came out, he said, Duval?
Are you taking that guy in a fight? Your bet yesterday on the Saints to go into Buffalo and win.
Ooh. They hung in there, though.
Didn't really work
out. It wasn't
out.
A blowout.
Well, they lost by 12. I mean,
it wasn't a blowout. But you thought that they would get blown out.
If you took Saints, the plus money.
2 weeks in a row, you've been on the right side and haven't betted correctly.
No, I haven't. I've been on the right side. Because I'm more of the money line.
Yeah. Go big or go home, Douglas, over here. All right. We also had a pair of quarterbacks that stood out yesterday. Hugh, we were here watching during the pregame show.
Your boy.
Not my boy. Carson Wentz came crashing back down to earth. I mean.
It looked like he had about, a couple plays, when the game started early. He looked pretty decent.
Yeah, then.
And then the wheels fell off the wire. We thought this was going to be his bounce back.
Mm. Pocket presence, never been his thing. No. Yesterday, not quite.
We forgot
his
about
thing.
That.
Yeah, we did.
It's some QBs are just beyond saving. Yeah. Andy Reid and Kevin O'Connell.
And McVay. Yeah, he was with the Rams, too.
Oof.
He's gone the whole gamut of quarterback savers.
That's one where you just give up.
Yep. So now I'm doubting he's going to be playing against the Eagles in a few weeks. Probably going to be back to McCarthy. We also had the start of a new young quarterback we're going to see twice in a couple weeks, Jackson Dart.
The Dawn of Dart.
The Dawn of Dart. What did we think? He ran around a lot. He runs a lot.
Well, yeah. But they also lost Malik Nabers for the season.
And that was confirmed this morning?
Yes.
Yeah, he got he's totally torn ACL.
Yeah, I think Dort has some energy, but I only threw for like 115 yards. Yeah. I'm not very concerned.
What was the dance he did in his zone? Was that him doing a dance in his zone?
Dort? I didn't see it.
I think it was him.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, he's win over the Chargers, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's probably better than Russell Wilson, but that bar is quite low.
Yeah, it's like that's not saying a whole lot at this point.
Speaking of young quarterbacks, the Titans 0-4 now with the number one overall pick, Cam Ward. Let's listen to him after the game describing him and his football team right now.
Everything from interception to a penalty to an incompletion by me, a bad ball. And then once we pass the 50, we just not – continuing the drive. We're keeping the buck right now. We ass. So we 0-4. We
ass is strong.
At this point, we got nothing to lose. We dropped a quarter of our games and we've yet to do anything. So we have to lock in.
You heard him.
I like that.
Yeah, I like his
candor. Yeah. I definitely like his candor.
His coach and his teammates stink, but I like his candor. He kept it completely. All right, last one yesterday. There's more, but last one we'll hit on. The Chiefs, they back? Two wins in a row?
That was a pretty good win.
37-20.
I had them dead in the water.
Yeah, they're not dead yet. Xavier Worthy back. That offense looked a lot better.
We can't go without mentioning, though, Commanders taking a loss.
Yeah, it's a big one because this was their second game without Jaden Daniels. Yep. If they had won two without Jaden Daniels, that would have kept them in good shape, but now they're dropped to 2-2. So Eagles have a good early cushion in the NFC East, which is obviously great. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you outboard. All right, coming up on the other side, we'll get to people's phone calls here. You people before the show ends. We have to have a little fun, actually a lot of fun, at the Mets' expense. The New York Mets, who had the best record in Major League Baseball in June, not only collapsed all the way from the division. I mean, the Phillies had this division won in August, as we talked about in this show. But not only that, the New York Mets missed the playoffs altogether as they get their asses kicked by the Miami Marlins this weekend. Damn. We'll hear how it sounded. SNY, the call of the Mets collapse finishing. It's so much fun. 215-592-9494. We will have a lot of fun at the New York Mets' expense as their season ended. Your phone calls, and we'll check in with you people. We'll see what they're up to today after the Eagles move to 4-0 and a whole bunch of drama around the wide receiver, A.J. Brown. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And he pulls one on the ground, a chance for two, to second one, back to first. And the Mets' agonizing 3.5-month slow-motion collapse is complete. It is unfathomable that this collection of talent winds up outside of an expanded playoff system after having the best record in baseball for the first 2.5 months of the season. Everything goes wrong over the last 3.5 months, and the Mets find themselves on the outside looking in.
Ah, take it all in.
Oh.
Take it all in and enjoy that. The New York Mets, on June 12th, had a 5.5-game lead on the Philadelphia Phillies. The Mets were 45-24 on June 12th, which means the rest of the way, let me do the math on this, the Phillies were like, what, 18 games better than the New York Mets the rest of the way? The Mets couldn't win 40 more games from June 12th on. One of the funniest collapses I could ever remember. And I thought the...
Just paid all that money for Buddy, too?
They paid all the money for a lot of people. And it was money... Well, he hit well. I mean, Soto's good.
Yeah.
But the rest of the team stunk around him. And the best part is that it happened in an expanded playoff. He said it. It was Gary Cohen, SNY. Like, this isn't like the old days where only two teams or four teams when they had to put the wild card first and make the playoffs. Six teams make the playoffs.
And you couldn't even be one of them.
Like, they couldn't even get to 84 wins in a year the Reds made the playoffs. It's amazing.
It's so Mets with, like, how pompous their attitude was to that they could go into the season with that pitching staff and think they were going to get away with it.
Yep.
And because that's what David Stearns does.
And the first, what, 79 games, they were. And then they completely fell apart.
Yep. I mean, and the way that it ended for them yesterday, too, like, all they needed to do was win against a team that was eliminated because the Reds lost.
Yep.
So all the Mets needed to do
was win the game.
Was win a game.
And they couldn't beat the Miami Marlins.
They couldn't put up a run.
Yeah, and then listen to this, Sour Grapes. This is the SNY broadcast. I guess they're annoyed because the Marlins are celebrating, taking pictures after the game on the field.
Isn't that what people... do?
Well, listen, I mean, I guess this when you're upset and you're going to lash out, you're lashing out. Here it is.
I'm watching the Marlins. They just took a team picture in front of their dugout like they're going to the postseason.
Oh, this was their World Series. Oh, yep, they took two out of three, knocked the Mets out of the postseason. We saw the Reds celebrating in Milwaukee.
Poor guys.
Yeah, it couldn't happen to a worse group of guys.
So they're mad because the team celebrated by knocking them out of the playoffs.
Instead of them being mad at their team for blowing it down the stretch of a season.
That's where you call displaced anger.
Mm. Okay, I mean, good for the Marlins. It felt like they set out to accomplish exactly that.
And they did.
Even when they knew they were, like, I don't know, they needed to, I think, to win out and for some crazy things to happen, but...
I think if you go back to when the Phillies caught the Mets in 07, the same thing happened. The Marlins were the team at the end of the year that beat the Mets. Mm-hmm. It's a tradition. I love it.
And like they set up their pitching rotation so that they would get all their best pitchers to go against the Mets. Like that's NL East pettiness. Yeah. I love
it. I respect
that.
Yeah. That's pretty dope.
It is awesome.
And the Mets deserve every bit of it.
They do. And especially their fans. I mean, their fans deserve the most of it. Can we go back to this this moment in time? So Steve Cohen, their owner, right? He's the one that spends the money on all these players.
Mm-hmm.
He's owned the team for 5 years now. And he had a pretty big proclamation when he bought the team 5 years ago. So the timeline is complete. 5 years ago, Steve Cohen said this.
When setting goals, how many seasons... will you be pleased with them? Like when the Mets win the World Series, like is it going to be 1 year, two, three? Like, what is your standard for that?
Well, you know, only one team wins the World Series every year, right? So that's a pretty high bar. But if I don't win a World Series in the next 3 to 5 years, you know, I'd like to make it sooner. Mm. Then you know, obviously, you know, I would consider that slightly disappointing.
Well, slightly. Yeah, that's more than disappointing.
It just says slightly.
Yeah, because they haven't even gotten to one in the five. That's pretty pompous to come in as a new owner and say, well, if I don't win one in 3 to 5 years, I'm disappointed.
Well, you try to set a mark, you know, and you don't reach it, then you adjust.
Yeah, well, they didn't even reach a World Series in the 5 years. Mm. Yeah. That one fell flat. I am so happy the Mets are not in the postseason. I mean, it would have been fun to beat them in the NLDS, but
especially since we exercised our demons. Too.
But it is fun to watch them collapse. Goodbye to the New York Mets season. It ended in infamy down in Miami. What a joke of a team. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Mark in Jersey. What's up, Mark?
Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's going
on, Mark?
Now?
I'm good, man. Let me tell you something about A.J. Brown, all right? I'm done. I'm telling you right now. You know what the problem is? He's embarrassed. And he's not embarrassed that he's not involved. He's embarrassed he's not getting open. Mm. These guys are locking him down. Every time Jalen throws him that slant or – and another thing, he needs to come up with some new routes. It looks like the defender is wearing his uniform. Mm. He's covered. He's not getting separation. It's not happening. And the first half was beautiful. It was a masterclass. A.J. Goddard got the ball. He has great rapport. Barkley caught some screens. Mm. Devontae made a nice catch. Calicatera. But guess who didn't? AJ. So he goes and starts complaining at halftime. Boy, you might have threatened Jalen. Who knows? And next half, he says, we almost lost the game, forcing it to him. I'm telling you right now, I'm not there yet, but I'm close.
And I don't think you're the only one, Mark. Mark, you're not the only one feeling this, the close to wanting him out of here. I could feel it with a lot of the fan base, because what you said there in your call, Mark, you're right. They were up and the offense looked good when it was just being distributed to whoever was open. And then they started forcing him the ball. Mark, Jalen almost threw two interceptions in the second half, forcing AJ the ball.
The guy was covered. Yep. He was so ridiculously covered. And then his body language. It's like he's trying to say, oh, they're not getting me involved. And they're not. Dude, you're not open. Like, I'm not there yet, but I'm close to a one-for-one. Straight-up trade. No money. No draft picks. Mm. Stingley for AJ or Patrick Surtain for AJ. I'm not there, but I'm close.
We've done that before.
Well, Mark, you know what? I mean, a good phone call. Surtain is coming here on Sunday. Just swap him.
I might as well let him stay.
Surtain stays, AJ goes. Yeah. I mean, last time that conversation came up, it caused a hole. He called in, yeah. I mean, you know what? Some takes age well. That Jack take is age well. Would you make the trade right now?
No. I'm trying to fix it. I think we're going to need him down the stretch. Yeah.
Pie in the sky, Douglas.
Yeah, I'm trying to fix it.
Let's
work it out.
You know who wouldn't make the trade?
Who?
The Broncos.
They would or wouldn't?
Would not. Oh, Surtain just won Defensive Player of the Year, and A.J. Brown, we're saying he's struggling to get open. That trade was to be made 2 years ago. I don't even think the Broncos would do it right now. Let's go to Tony in Fox Chase. Hey, Tony.
Hey, happy Monday.
Hey, Tony.
A.J. Brown, you know what's interesting? I love the fact that we are 4-0, and we're complaining about a receiver who's complaining about not getting the ball enough.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what we're doing.
Hey, gotta love sports.
Gotta love it. I think we're all right. I think we'll be fine. I mean, it's early. It's early in the season, you know? And as far as the Phillies are concerned, man, I'm really worried about our bullpen. I'm really worried about our bullpen.
So, Tony, I am too. Of all the aspects of the team heading into the playoffs, the bullpen is the one I'm going to hold my breath with the most. Yeah, I feel like the starting pitching, even without Wheeler, we have a lot. I mean, Sanchez is excellent, and Lizardo has been very good lately, and I trust Ranger to kind of gut through things. I think we'll be okay. And how about Aaron Nola on Friday? He pitched very well in his final start. So I think,
oh, my God.
Yeah, he was great. It was awesome.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. It was his best one in a long time. So, we have that. We did need to see it. The lineup is deep as it's been in a long time, and with Bader there, and I think we'll be fine. Tony, I'm with you. The bullpen is where I'm going to be holding my breath Saturday night when they're playing the Dodgers or the Reds, especially if it's the Dodgers, and it's a close game in the seventh inning or sixth inning. I'm holding my breath.
And not to start any controversy, but...
Mm-hmm. Not here.
Bader, great addition, but Sosa has had a hot bat lately. Is Turner still in the injury list? Is he
no, no. So he came. Yeah, he came back yesterday. He played a few innings. They got him out. He wanted to get some at bats. By the way, he did win the batting title, which congratulations to Trey Turner.
Yeah.
I think he hit 304. It's changed over the years. I mean, the 304 did not used to win the batting title, but he's top hitter.
Did Arise win it last year?
I think so.
And what was his average?
Probably in the 315, 320 range. Okay. I think I saw it's the lowest. In a long time.
I was going with
At least in the NL. I think Judge won it in the AL with like 320. But whatever. Trey's back. Trey's going to play shortstop. I mean, that's where Sosa's going to play is when they play a lefty. He's going to play for Stott. I know Stott's been good in the second half of the year, but I think they're going to keep that up. Sosa's going to play against lefties.
And they put him right back at leadoff.
Yep, which of course they are.
Now, Jolly thinks Bader should stay leadoff.
Mm. I would hit Trey leadoff. Trey's done a good enough job this year. And I like Bader in the middle of the order.
Not a hot take, but Bader.
A hot take.
Is Jolly a shock jock? Is that what we're finding out? What's going on around here? Let's go to Judah, who's up on WIP. Hey, Judah.
Hey.
Hey, Judah. What's up?
I want to talk about the Eagles. There's a few things that I have to say about them.
Okay.
So I heard AJ Brown and Jalen Hurts weren't getting along well earlier in the season. I don't know, is that a thing? You guys might know better, but he did not get the ball in like the first two games. And I was watching a game, and my friend and I were watching the games, and we're like, you know, give AJ the ball. And number two, yesterday, I think their whole thing was, I think it was racking up the points in the first half because otherwise it was going to be too hot to try to come back in the second half. And then they just let the defense do their job in the second half. That's my personal feeling for that. Number three, Jalen needs to start learning how to throw long. How many times did they get pushed back yesterday? Saquon can only do so much. And here's the thing about AJ Brown. He's in his prime, and he can, when he gets the ball, he goes to town. As this season goes on, there's going to be injuries, and they're going to need to use other players. Mm-hmm. They need to rotate, and they have to get over whatever it is with, AJ is a great player. They need to give him the ball and make him happy for once.
Make him happy.
Make him happy. I mean, he, like everybody else is, I'm sure Saquon is happy. He's getting the ball all the time, right? And so those are my thoughts. And two other things. I just wanted to give a shout out to Campbell with the interception. Mm-hmm. He's from Camden County. And so he's a local boy and he got that interception. So we're all happy about that here in Cherry Hill, Camden County. And now I'm in Brigantine. So, and speaking of Brigantine, next week we're going to have the game on the beach. Maybe you guys might want to come down and broadcast.
Hugh, you want to play on it? Maybe Hugh wants to play.
No.
When's the game? When's the game, Judah?
The Broncos.
The Broncos game? No, we got work.
Oh. But maybe you want to play in Judah's game.
No.
Okay, Hugh will think about it. Judah, good phone call. We appreciate it.
Wait a minute. What is that thing about? I said no.
Yeah, but that was too quick. You didn't put much thought into it. I agree with Judah, by the
about
way.
What?
Campbell. He's awesome.
Yeah, he is.
Playmaker.
He's pretty awesome.
He is a playmaker, and it is amazing. It looks like Howie Roseman did it again. Last year, it was Quinyon, and it was Cooper the first two picks. This year, it's Campbell and Makuba. I mean,
he's got some good young players.
Yeah, I mean, this is more than just good young players.
Yeah,
I mean,
they got some what you call them, cornerstone players.
Yes, this is franchise-changing defensive talent early in the draft. This defense, by the way, is carrying this thing right now.
They're playing well. Mm. They're playing extremely well.
2 years in a row, the defense is the stronger unit.
Yeah, that's crazy, ain't it?
No, not really.
It's crazy because that ain't the side of the ball they decided to pay, but, I digress.
Well, what happens in a year when this thing starts to flip?
Oh, yeah, well, you'll see what happens.
You're the one telling us that $33 million receiver is about to be out of here.
No, I'm just saying.
By the end of the week, you said.
I'm recklessly speculating. He asked to be traded today. he did. Well, okay. Let me walk that back. Somebody's going
to
hear that.
He has to be traded today?
No.
You
asked. To be traded today.
No.
He did ask. I'm recklessly speculating.
Don't put that out there as though it's a known fact.
No, I'm saying he probably did.
I put it at even odds. Mike Florio writes, is AJ Brown about to request a trade with the link to the audio of Hugh saying it? Even odds.
Nah. I'm saying that's reckless speculation.
Yeah.
Mike Florio want to put himself out there like that? Be
You're getting a phone call in about, let's see, 10 minutes?
Yeah, that phone's going to go off. Yep. Yeah. Hugh, what are you doing? Give us back the Hall of Fame jacket. Yeah,
what's wrong? Be like, no, what's wrong with you?
You are cooked, man. All right. Can we check in with you people, see what they're up to today?
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
You all suck.
Mm-hmm. That's how I started. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that.
Just reacting to a win.
Yeah, we're just talking about a game.
That's right. Yep.
It's a game.
None of you three have done anything for this city. Zero combined Super Bowls.
Wow. Zero.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I mean, that's mostly on Hugh, though, right? I mean, Hugh is the only one who had a chance.
Yeah, that's my fault. I'll take that one. I'll take that one.
That one's on you.
Yeah, I mean, you're supposed
to... I take no responsibility for this.
You need to carry the show when it comes to providing Super Bowls for the city.
Yeah, the championship pedigree is supposed to start and end with you.
Yeah, I fell short. I fell grossly short.
Yeah, your fault.
It's all right. Yep. Here we go. Hey, guys, Hurts was Super Bowl MVP. It's not his fault.
That's always what it comes back to, yes.
That sound a little bit like copium, though?
Sounds like living their truth.
Okay, that's fine. We're cool with that.
Super Bowl syndrome,
yes.
By the way.
That is. And
that's creeping back into this.
And that person did not take the pledge.
No.
Because otherwise you wouldn't be referencing that. So, yeah, we know that.
Kyle should not be allowed to speak.
Why is that? What did you do, Kyle?
Dude, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Maybe they like the show better Friday.
When you were out ill?
Yeah. It's possible.
Yeah. You had a rough one on Friday. Gun. Yeah. We didn't think you were going to make it.
I wasn't positive myself. I was not positive myself. Happy to be here, though. Kyle looks like Mario took Ozempic.
Oh, he's skinny.
Mario's not even fat, dude.
No.
Mario doesn't need Ozempic.
Yeah, no, Mario, he doesn't need Ozempic. No. It wouldn't look right.
That wasn't bad, though.
No, I kind of like it.
Not bad. Not bad people, yep. Joe looks like he powdered his bald head today. Is that true?
I did not. I think
we turned the lights down a little bit.
Oh, so yeah, it was the glare that they were noting. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You weren't like a little light bulb.
Yeah, we turned the lights down a little bit.
I mentioned this on Friday that I'm probably always kind of shiny, but the lights here don't do me any justice. No. They make it worse than it. No, I think it is if I'm just walking around normal.
There was one day that you had the white sweatshirt on.
Yeah.
And you looked like a ghost or something. It was... Like you were projected onto the screen.
White on as like white as I am might not be the best combination.
He looked like he was giving takes from the upper room.
Room that day. In the upper room.
Yeah, it's not even winter yet when I'm actually pale. This is summer me.
Joe wants to tear this team apart again. Leave AJ Brown alone.
So maybe this is because
that he tweeted that. Joe fault.
So I'm watching the game.
Nothing to see here, Joe.
And then it's my fault he tweeted that. Okay, yes. So. Maybe next time we just won't talk about it, right? Yes,
yep. Don't let anybody forget that Hugh picked the Saints over the Bills.
I mean, yeah, I did that. Mm-hmm. I did. And I guess what I'm going to pick again this week? Whoever playing the Bills, don't pick that team.
Wait, hold on. What? So this is fading the Bills? That's the craziest part of it all.
Yeah, because I'm strategy. Here. I'm here now.
You know, they're probably going to go like 15-2. This is not a winning strategy. They play New England.
Oh, they got...
Huge strategy. Hey, is fade one of the best teams at the NFL.
Joe. Oh.
They are the odds-on favorite to be the number one seed. They're going to have the best record in the AFC. What are you doing?
All right, then I'm going to walk this back this week. I'm going to leave it alone this week. I'm going to leave.
You'll pick another insane.
I'm going to leave the Bills alone this week.
Okay. That's good.
Till maybe in a couple more weeks because they got a pretty favorable schedule.
I know. I bet them to be the one seed.
They played the Saints last week, and you bet against them.
They have a ridiculously easy schedule. Hugh, how many games? Look at that schedule. Where are the losses? Maybe Kansas City?
That's what I'm looking at.
And then the Eagles in late December.
Maybe Pittsburgh.
Maybe.
Pittsburgh look like they got the Bucs.
They're going to beat the Bucs. Come on.
Yeah, Hugh, give it up.
It's off. They're going to win like 15 games.
Drop the act. Yep.
Until they see us. Yep.
Undefeated Eagles, undefeated Bills, late December.
You know I'm fading the morning coming.
That might be the biggest game in NFL history.
Hurts is what, 1-0 against Josh Allen?
All he does is win.
That's all he does.
All he does is win.
Looks like AJ Brown went to the Hugh Douglas School of Messy Twitter drama.
I have not. I resent that. I have not been in any messy Twitter drama in a while.
Weeks?
It's been a couple weeks. It's been a couple months.
Wow.
I haven't really been tweeting like that.
You got to have that chart or the 0 days.
The 0 days since the last conflict. Yep. Or
it's like when you go into like the deli, the 0 days since an accident happened here. Yeah, huge Twitter accidents.
Yeah, I haven't had any drama on Twitter in a while.
Yep. That does it. Douglas is no longer a Philly legend.
Wow.
What did I do?
It took away your legend status.
Nah, but what did I do?
All 80 sacks gone.
You mean for recklessly speculating about what he said?
Well, you suggested he might ask for a trade today.
He might. He said, like, listen.
I'm out.
Jeff McClain said he said, I'm out at the end of the day. He recklessly speculated.
Taking
nobody
away
taking him.
Legend status is harsh, man.
Didn't nobody jumping on Jeff?
Well, he's trying to win Eagles Insider of the Year. Yeah. That's different.
Me too.
You're not
He was throwing some serious darts.
Is that
there.
What this is? Been the last week. Are you trying to win Eagles Insider of the Year?
Hey, you know what? I saw Elliott's I saw his prize. I want one.
You're throwing Hail Marys, man.
I'm throwing one. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, that Buffalo one gonna hit one of these weekends. Yep. Probably not this weekend though. So I'm gonna lay out on that one.
Back off that one.
Back off this weekend.
Dozer Douglas refuses to address that the NFL has become a soft league.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Dozer.
Well, I'll tell you what is soft.
He said I was sleeping.
Can we be done with the taunting calls? Enough.
Yeah, it's rough, man.
It is rough. But also, one quick thing. The fact that they put Dean Blandino in the middle of Brady and Burkhardt yesterday to once again complain about the tush push.
He's a lot.
You know what Dean Blandino's done with the tush push? I'm done with Dean Blandino.
He's a little man.
I'm done with him.
Hugh Blandino.
I shouldn't do Dean like that, but he's a little person.
That's your guy.
He's a little person.
Unfortunate, because Hugh does seem like a nice guy. I don't know what that was about.
Well, someone must have been cooking Hugh, and they're like, yeah, you're right, it's unfortunate.
Unfortunate, though, because I'm sure he's a good guy.
But he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about.
All right. This was pretty tough, man. The real elephant in the room has been sitting next to Jillio this entire time.
Hey, you know what? The fat jokes don't hit because the person that's probably
you're right.
Probably,
yeah,
like, they don't hit.
Do you think that's because you're wearing gray today?
What, that they feel like the element? No, they're probably
just elephant color. Right?
They're probably making fluffy jokes, which is crazy, like glass houses type thing. You know?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yep. Last one. The people want you to give up your fight, Hugh. You know how sometimes, like we talked about last week, the Bucs just might have had the Eagles' number.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, Hugh. You got to just wave the white flag. You lost your battle to the word ambiguity today.
Ambiguity. No, well, ambiguity. And show me what ambiguity
is. I did lose that battle.
Ambiguous, because when you're trying to say it fast. You say I say it wrong. Ambiguous. I can say it, but it beats me up. That word has your number.
Ambiguous. Give up the fight.
You know what? And one day you might get like the Eagles finally got the Bucs. It just took a few years, right?
One day, ambiguity.
They're just trying to help you out.
Ambiguity.
Wow. One day you'll exercise those demons. All right. That is it for us today. Afternoon show's coming up next. Hugh, here's a big question.
What you got?
Is your former team, the New York Jets, going to get their first win of the season tonight on Monday Night Football?
Yes!
Yeah?
I don't feel it, but I'm going to say yes. Because Aaron's my guy. Coach Glenn is my guy. Yes, they get it. They get it.
I actually think they might win.
The defense kind of banged up.
Yeah, the Dolphins think though. All right, we got two Monday night games tonight. Everyone enjoy it. Baseball playoffs start tomorrow. We got a lot to talk about. Afternoon show is coming your way live from Chickies at Pete's next, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers, the celebrity guests? Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.